Thank you and good morning. AT&T cell phone and internet customers along the North Coast and into Del Norte County in Southern Oregon were left without service for more than 12 hours on Thursday and into this morning after a broadband cable near Hopland was deliberately cut. The cable was cut north of Hopland next to the railroad tracks east of Highway 101, and the greatest immediate concern was for the interruption to 911 emergency service lines. Emergency calls were rerouted throughout the day, and the cut in the cable affected both cell and landline service. The cut in the cable was due to vandalism of the line that runs north and south through the region. Some customers in Humboldt County were provided service by the redundant cable line that has been established running east and west along 299. In addition to emergency services, local businesses were unable to conduct normal business, including simple tasks such as phone calls and credit card transactions. It took AT&T crews more than 12 hours to repair the cable, and service was restored earlier this morning. The California Highway Patrol has sought out a warrant for an 18-year-old Miranda woman in connection with a fatal hit-and-run collision on Highway 101 on Tuesday night. Investigators have recovered the vehicle involved in that crash, a 2007 Chevy Tahoe. The driver will be identified later today after the warrant has been secured. The driver of the Tahoe lost control of the truck while headed southbound on 101, left the roadway, and hit and killed 47-year-old Fortuna resident Lawrence Bryant. Bryant succumbed to his injuries at the scene, and the driver then slammed into a fence before driving back onto the roadway and heading east on Highway 36. The fatality is the 23rd traffic fatality in the county this year and the 8th fatal collision to involve a pedestrian. The CHP is also searching for the driver who fled the scene of a collision in downtown Lolita on Wednesday afternoon. That collision, involving a white van and a Dodge pickup truck, left 4 occupants of the pickup with moderate injuries. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of a fire located in a detached garage at a residence on Madrone Street on Thursday night in Eureka. The homeowner had been notified by neighbors and a passerby of the fire, and they took immediate action by using a garden hose and brought the fire under control as firefighters were en route. The fire was caused by the spontaneous combustion of rags that had been used to stain a deck. Those rags were stored in a plastic bucket just inside the garage door. The fire caused minor damage but did not spread to any other buildings, and firefighters checked for hot spots and any extension in the garage before declaring the scene secure. The Humboldt County DUI Task Force will be out on local roadways over the Labor Day holiday weekend in an effort to remove impaired and dangerous drivers from local roads. Already, 24 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of DUI since the enforcement period began 10 days ago, and the crackdown will run through Monday night. The California Highway Patrol will conduct a maximum enforcement period this weekend as well. The CHP regularly puts as many uniformed officers on the highways over local holidays focused on impaired drivers. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The debate on the strategy taken by the city of Eureka in dealing with homelessness and camping on city property will continue through at least January as the city council works on crafting city ordinances aimed at the issue. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has been in the thick of developing those new rules, but said that the city faces some tough issues, primarily the fact that local regulations have clashed with state and federal authorities when it comes to dealing with homeless populations.
You've got a homeless person who has a tent, and then they'll have 3 or 4 other tents right next to them to store all their property. Well, that's our property. That's the city's property. And so it becomes, you know, a kind of a quagmire. And the Justice Department is saying that they don't want homelessness criminalized and that people should be able to lay their head and sleep at nighttime wherever they are.
Mills said that city staff and the city council have moved in the right direction, and he believes that they will be able to provide services to those in need, but also enforce city laws when the time arises.
I think we're headed the right direction. Council has been very strong and supportive pretty much across the board of this Focus Strategies initiative to find rapid rehousing for people and get them into this housing. We've repurposed the MAC at great expense to the county as well as the city because I wrote a grant for Measure Z money. So we're heading the right direction, but it's also going to take some level of enforcement to say, look, you just can't do this.
The city of Eureka is looking at new ordinances that would prohibit camping on public property, ordinances opposed by homeless advocates. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.